Thank you, co-chair. Excellencies, dear colleagues, what would a world free from poverty and inequality look like? And what do governments need to do, or rather, what are states obliged to do in order to make that a reality? These are some of the questions that this panel will seek to address as we focus on the role of the state and public policies in addressing poverty and inequalities. The international commitments made by states, from the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development to international human rights obligations, go a long way towards answering, or at least attempting to answer, some of those questions. Yet poverty and inequality, which are interconnected parts of the same problem, have persisted and will continue to persist for as long as we fail to put in practice good answers to those fundamental questions. How long will that be? The public policies of today will not only affect current generations, they can profoundly steer the course of our societies and humanity for decades to come. Prioritizing the rights of future generations is not an option, but an obligation. As the Secretary General underlined in his call to action for human rights, we must create spaces for the younger generation to participate in shaping their own future. I would like to thank Hope Liang, the young advisor to the Children and Young People's Commissioner of Scotland, who shared with us yesterday children's and young people's experience of poverty and the impact on their human rights. Like Hope, approximately half of the people alive today are under 30. And like Hope, these young people and children have hopes, dreams, and aspirations. Young people around the world have been raising their voices to strive for a better world, a world of justice, inclusion, and human rights. A world where poverty and inequality are a thing of the past and are overcome through new ways of organizing our political, economic, and social systems. Are we listening? Do we hear them? And will we get there? Our distinguished panelists, who I have the honor to introduce, are here to shed light on this topic and offer their recommendations on the way forward. With special thanks to those joining remotely, despite time differences and often considerable time differences, please join me to welcome Ms. Ileana Morales Suarez, National Director of Science and Technological Research at the Ministry of Public Health of Cuba, joining us remotely. Ms. Shahra Razavi, Director of the Social Protection Department at the International Labour Organization. Thank you for joining us here in the room today. Mr. Andrew Beecroft, Children's Commissioner of New Zealand, joining us remotely. Ms. Aryuna Shagdarsuren, Chairperson of the Association to Support Mongolian Women's Labor, together with Ms. Dolgor Ayush, Chairperson of the Alliance for Development of Mongolia. Ms. Sharon Burrow, General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, joining us remotely. And last but not least, Mr. Balakrishnan Rajagopal, Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing as a Component of the Right to an Adequate Standard of Living and on the Right to Non-Discrimination in this context. Now, just before giving the floor to our panelists, and in the spirit of trying to engage as many people as possible, and especially including young people, I invite all of you joining us today to tweet using the hashtag 2020 Social Forum. I repeat, hashtag 2020 Social Forum, sending us your comments and ideas on what states should be doing to combat poverty and inequality. Without further ado, we will begin with a video statement from Ms. Ileana Morales Suarez. Señora Suarez, tiene usted la palabra.